Hello, repeat listeners. It's me, Annie Gilbertson. I've got a couple quick updates I wanted to share with you and some ways you can help future investigative reporting. If you haven't listened to the series, you'll want to go back and start from episode one. It will all make more sense that way. First, I've learned the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Inspector General ordered a review of some of the issues brought up in this podcast. It is his job to keep an eye on the sheriff's department. His name is Max Huntsman. He called me from his car to tell me about it, which is very L.A.
I just saw a traffic accident, unfortunately. A small one. Anyway, I was interested in the podcast on some of the things, the issues that were raised, and I note that the sheriff had said that he would look at the additional information you brought forward. So my assignment to my people is to review the podcast, make sure they're familiar with all the issues that are raised, find out what the department's doing to monitor, make sure essentially that they're following through with what they said they would do, and also to see if we gather anything from systemically from those things that you brought up. Our assignment isn't to interfere with individual cases. In fact, we legally can't do that, but we can look at the systemic issues. So, for instance, you brought up an issue regarding the witness feeling like words were put in her mouth, or that was her recollection from years back. So we would hope the sheriff's department would look at it, and we would look at whether or not there was something about the way in which the investigation was conducted that pushed her to feel that way. Maybe that was just how she felt, but maybe there were leading questions or something else. So we wanted to look into that. And then also there was a deputy who mentioned that he felt that he was made to wash cars.
That was Deputy Michael Coburg, who used to work in the gang unit. Coburg had four shootings. Said he was assigned menial work like washing trucks. Sheriff Jim McDonald told me that sort of thing wasn't happening.
And so we wanted to look into that question, whether or not that was, what the sheriff was saying was consistent with the practice. It's a large organization. And sometimes, you know, there's something, it's a disconnect between what the top thinks and what the bottom's doing. So we wanted to monitor that. And then, of course, like I said, I had to I'll have staff look at it with their own fresh set of eyes, and they may find other things that are important to them.
So when you say you're not doing like a, ground up, that means you're not going to sort of look for new information. You're going to review what had been done.
Right. It's not my assignment. And legally, I'm restricted from second guessing the sheriff's department as to what happened in a particular case. And in this case, there were criminal justice elements that got involved, the court system, a whole set of systems operated. I don't have the power to undo any of those decisions or change them. And that's not my goal. My goal is to look at the information that was brought forward in the podcast and make sure that it doesn't give us some way of improving the system overall.
Is that your turn signal on in the background?
Yes, it is. And I'm about to go into the parking garage as well. So I can't talk anymore now.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Bye.
My second update, Sheriff Jim McDonald is up for re-election.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Lindsay, and I'm a candidate for sheriff of Los Angeles County. Today with me, I have Mike C., a 13-year veteran of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Mike C., that's Deputy Mike Coburg. He's supporting the opposition, one of the candidates running against his boss.
And what this sheriff is doing is he's putting deputies into the position, into an unsafe mindset, wherein they're going to be afraid to shoot when somebody's looking right down at them through the barrel of a gun, because they're going to say, wait a minute, if I get in this shooting, even if it's a good shooting, I'm going to be benched. My career's over.
It's difficult to challenge an incumbent sheriff, though it's interesting that deputy shootings and consequences are part of the campaign dialogue. My third update comes from Tanel Billups. His situation has changed geographically. He was transferred to a different prison in Stockton, California's Central Valley. Billups did not say he was moved because of the podcast. He said it was because he was dropped down a security level.
It's also a facility for medical. Like, they have a lot of good programs here, and there's a hospital and stuff like that. So and the food is better.
Oh, well, that's something.
I can't remember the last time I had an orange. I got orange in my lunch every morning.
That sounds pretty good.
I got cucumbers in my lunch this morning too. Last night I got celery, fresh celery, like 3 pieces of celery, and I like celery and peanut butter, so I was happy I had that. But one thing I love at this place, I can use the phone whenever I want. Here, they don't care. At the other prison, they'll one phone call a day.
Okay.
I could call you a million times. They don't care here.
Well, that would have been helpful when we were working on the story.
For real, honey, that's how I feel like, wow, now I'm looking at the phone. Nobody's on the phone. And it's just sitting there, and they can, like, they's like, oh, use it if you want to. You can get on it. And I mean, every time. I'm like, for real? I'm like, oh, that's crazy. Now, all of a sudden, I can just have the phone, huh?
And you may be wondering what Deputy Nzunza has been up to since the full podcast was released. A Sheriff's Department spokeswoman confirmed he is still assigned to Century Station. What he is doing, I can't say. The department would not tell me. Nor would they comment on the status of their inquiry into issues raised by the podcast. Finally, I want to let you know there are two important ways you can support future investigative work. First, we're ready to hear your story ideas. If you have a tip, a story, or a piece of information for me, email us. We're looking for issues that reveal inequality or misconduct, shine a light on people facing injustice, and hold the powerful accountable. Send your information to repeat@kpcc.org. Again, that's repeat@kpcc.org. The second way to support investigative reporting is to donate. Give us what you can. $100, $50, $20. The easiest way to do it is to go to kpcc.org/repeat. We've expanded our investigative team, and your donation helps power stories like Repeat. So please invest in the future of investigative reporting. Again, the link to give is at kpcc.org/repeat. And thank you.